Welcome back, friends. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, desire rightly ordered. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Matthew 5:6. Aquinas, virtue and gift. Aquinas associates this beatitude with the virtue of justice and the gift of fortitude. Justice renders to God and neighbor what is due. It orders action toward right relationship. But hunger and thirst are not mild inclinations. They describe urgent appetite. Aquinas teaches that the will naturally seeks the good as apprehended by reason. When reason identifies true righteousness as good, desire intensifies. The gift of fortitude sustains that desire amid difficulty. It prevents the will from collapsing when justice is costly. This beatitude does not bless vague aspiration. It blesses disciplined longing for what is objectively right. Disordered appetite healed. The disorder healed here is misdirected desire. Augustine described sin as disordered love, amore inordinatus. When lesser goods are loved as in ultimate goods, the hierarchy of the soul collapses. We hunger for recognition, control, comfort, or vindication. We may even hunger for the appearance of righteousness rather than its substance. Aquinas distinguishes between true justice and the vice of self-righteousness. The latter seeks superiority rather than order. To hunger for righteousness is first to desire interior alignment with God's will before demanding correction of others. It asks whether my loves are proportioned correctly. When appetite is ordered toward righteousness, other desires fall into place. This is Augustine's Ordo Amoris, the right ordering of love. Without order, desire multiplies. With order, desire stabilizes, linked to the Lenten pillar of almsgiving. Almsgiving externalizes justice. Aquinas teaches that mercy flows from charity and that giving to those in need restores equity in a fallen world. It is not optional generosity, it is participation in right order. Almsgiving disciplines desire by redirecting resources toward neighbor. It exposes whether we truly desire for justice or merely speak of it. If desire remains abstract, justice remains theoretical. Traditional penitential practice insists that restitution belongs to justice. If one has withheld what is due, repair must be attempted. Love that refuses restitution is not yet ordered. Examination of conscience. Examine this beatitude with charity, clarity, with clarity. Do I seek justice first in myself or only in others? Where do I excuse my own disorder while criticizing another's? What do I spend time, money, and energy pursuing? Do I hunger for holiness with the same intensity I hunger for comfort? Righteousness asks whether my desires correspond to truth.
Yeah, I think we're in a real crisis of justice right now, mostly because people don't know what is due to their neighbor. And I don't think that the powers that be are actually doing a very good job of instructing the faithful or the world in what really is due, right? So people who don't have a right to something are being posited as having that right. And people who do have a right to something are being posited as being selfish for wanting that justice for themselves. And we are at a real flexion point, I think, for that, because it disorders the human person to, I think it's an old adage, I don't remember who said it, but that, justice or mercy for the guilty is an injustice for the innocent, right? And we're really kind of suffering from that. And That can really impact the way that a person engages with justice. It's very hard to be just when the only thing that you feel that you suffer is injustice, right? People begin to become resentful, and we really need to make sure that we're on guard against that, that even if we receive injustice from the world, that we ourselves are promoters of authentic justice. And this is going to be one of those very hard situations, particularly when you're talking about almsgiving, right? Because there is a very strong corollary between giving to the poor and those who are in need, and or withholding it from them, right? But we do have to be conscientious of first recognizing who is needy, because I do think that in a lot of ways, particularly in the modern situation, people are being taught a false compassion. And so their almsgiving is going to end up becoming very detrimental over time, because when you give to someone who is not in need, that is not an act of charity. It's an act of enabling. And you will get the behavior that you enable. And if it's a bad behavior, that's going to be really problematic. So one thing that I would recommend is when people are giving alms, that they are very conscientious about knowing whether or not the person to whom you're giving or the charity to whom you're giving is truly seeking justice, right? And we know that unfortunately, even within Catholic Charities, not by capital letter, but dispersed Catholic Charities, that there are very great many of them that do not merit to be the recipients of our almsgiving. So that is something to be attentive to, so that you are in fact being just when you are trying to give alms.
Exactly right. Confessional preparation. In confession, justice is restored sacramentally. Aquinas teaches that sin disrupts order, not only in the soul, but in relation to others. Satisfaction is not punishment alone, it is restoration of proportion. The confraternity tradition treats restitution seriously. One must return what was taken, repair what was damaged, reconcile where possible. This is not severity, it is justice animated by charity. Prepare for confession by identifying where you have withheld what was due, whether truth, forgiveness, generosity, fidelity, or restitution. Absolution strengthens the will. It doesn't weaken it. The gift of fortitude sustains desire for righteousness beyond a moment of emotion. The promise attached to this beatitude is satisfaction. True satisfaction is not indulgence, it is rest in right order. Augustine teaches that the soul is at peace only when it rests in the highest good. Aquinas insists that complete satisfaction belongs to the vision of God. But imperfect satisfaction begins now, when love is rightly desired, when desire is purified, it becomes stable. Lenten reflection. Choose one concrete act of justice this week. It may be restitution where you have wronged someone. It may be an act of generosity that costs you. It may be disciplined attention to a neglected obligation. Let desire take visible form. Begin there.
I think oftentimes we think that justice and the corollary almsgiving need to be big things, right? Sometimes it's as simple as, withholding a smile from your husband when he deserves one, or withholding a hug from your child, right? Or even on the sidewalk, when you're walking past another human being, just a recognition that the person that you're walking past is in fact a person and not a dog, right? There. These don't have to be really big actions for you to be omitting justice in the world, right? A smile goes a long way to repairing justice. Smiles alone could just be reparative, right?
That's right. That's right. All right, friends. Till the next time, be nice.